coming from Jersey City, New Jersey, I thought a death threat was an anonymous phone call or a little note under your door. I never dreamt it would be body parts. They closed the school in 9 hours and got out of town in the back of a bread truck and didn't come back. And they just didn't have the energy or the personnel or the money to rebuild it. So we had a passion, even though we didn't have money and we didn't have personnel, but we were going to do this, and it has happened. And it has become a symbol of hope, and it is to serve the people of Suchitoto.
And why do classes on things like music and photography and yoga, why does that help diffuse violence from gangs or despair from poverty?
Because it touches our deepest center of creativity. I'm not a musician, but music heals me. How do we open the horizons that there are other ways for youngsters who have so few formal options? So we're really an alternative educational center.
So there, even after the war ended in 92, peace did not come in many ways.
No, they always talk about post-war, but they don't say the war's over.
Do you have examples of some of the young people who've come through the center?
Yeah. Well, we have a few in university. We have five veteran harpists who have been taught Celtic harp by a Canadian woman who fell in love with El Salvador. Be careful. El Salvador is like a low-grade herpes virus. When you come, you are infected, and it lies dormant, but you don't get rid of it. And she wanted to teach harp, so she has come with the help of a program from Canada. Our veteran harpists have played in Guatemala. We are going to Toronto. They come from the campo. They clean up after ducks and chickens, and they sit there like princes and princesses behind the harp. So we play guitars and harp, and now we have a pianist, and we do yoga, and we do skateboards, and we do cooperative games. And so young people come every day. I think they realize that they're surrounded by beauty and they feel it from the inside out once they come. And I have a little dog that's our mascot. And even doggy life is improving post-war. All of a sudden, we handle things more gently once you begin to think about a culture of peace as opposed to violence. So,
how do the young people, especially the young men, find that alternative culture, because the pull of the gangs is very strong there?
Yeah. It's hard to be young in El Salvador, in Honduras, in Guatemala. But right now we're trying to have our young people deal with the fear of resisting being recruited into a gang. Because if you are even tapped and you say no, you may be tapped later in a harsh way. We have a wonderful psychologist friend who has been very generous. She has taught us, or taught the youngsters, mechanisms in which to deal with their own fears, and also with parents, creative ways of disciplining. We have a museum that's a community museum. Some people who are now are 18, 19 have no idea why there was a war, and their parents have been in it. Knowing your own story is healing.